The landowner is God. God himself is the owner of this land, of this vineyard. The vineyard, the chosen nation, Israel. All the people that were sent to get the produce, to get the fruit, to gather the fruit were the prophets. All of those who were sent by God, who is the owner, were rejected, neglected, and even killed. And then the Son is sent. Why would the Father send the Son if he knows he's going to get killed like the others? Well, because God, being God and the Creator and the owner of everything that exists, he has a plan. And he knew that humanity, not just Israel, but all of us, owed a huge debt that could not be paid. So he sent his Son to die on a cross, to rise, to bring us to himself, to open the gates of paradise, to give us the necessary graces we need to follow him and to remain with him. In 2020, today, it still remains the same landowner. It hasn't changed because God does not change. His mercy does not change. He remains the same, a loving and a merciful Father. 2020, we still have the same landowner, the same God. But we have a little bit of the difference in when it comes to the vineyard. It's not Israel, it's the church. You are the vineyard. I am the vineyard. All of us as one church, we are the vineyard. And he still remains the landowner, the one God, the merciful Father. We are the vineyard. Raise your hand if you have been baptized. Raise it high so that Jesus can see you. Don't be afraid. Thank you. You are working in the vineyard. Once again, raise it up one more time. To better say, you should be working in the vineyard. This is the vineyard. This is the church. We should be working. Because if we're not working, we're just wasting our time. We're not bearing any fruit. We're not doing his will. And we're here to gather the graces that we need so that we may be strengthened to do his will in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of this crisis, in the midst of this darkness, because there's darkness in the world, but Jesus brings light. And we should be working as baptized children of a heavenly Father to bear fruit, to do his will. This month is Respect Life Month, October. And today is Respect Life Sunday. God is the God of life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's no another option. There is not a second or third option. Are we in or are we not? God is life. I cannot stand or even sit on the fence looking on both sides saying, well, I am pro-life, but in this circumstance, only if then. And then looking on the other side, I am pro-life when this happens. No duplicity. Are we in or are we not? We profess the truths of the gospel of life. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. It doesn't say, I am the life, A, B, or C. Without conditions, Jesus gave up his life to give us life. He is the source of life so that we may be life-giving to others. God, the landowner, he created us in his image and likeness. He is the owner, not me. He is the one that gives life, and he is the one that can only take it away when he decides to, not me. I cannot be called a Catholic if I'm standing on the fence, looking on both sides. I'm not a Catholic if I'm pro-choice. The gospel says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the landowner. I have a plan for you. And if you are the vineyard, if you have been baptized, this is what I want you to do. It doesn't matter what society says out there, because the Catholic Church at this moment, and since a lot of years, we're seeing like the aggressive dog barking at them, because we do not agree on abortion, same-sex unions, gender identity, euthanasia, you name it. Wrong is wrong, even if everyone is doing it. Right is right, even if just one person is doing it. And guess what? The Catholic Church, the Pope, the bishops, the clergy, and you, who are the vineyard, are professing a gospel of life, even if that means persecution and denial. This is our mission. Because if we're doing the contrary, then we're given wild grapes. We're not producing the fruit that God is asking us to produce. Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court case in 1973. You do the math. I tell you the year, how many years it has been. 47 years. Roughly 54 million babies have been aborted here in our nation in 47 years. Roughly 125,000 babies are being killed worldwide daily. Who talks about it? We are. The churches. And the church will continue to lift up her voice for the voiceless, to promote advocacy, to promote a gospel of life. If we're not doing that, then we're producing wild grapes. Then we're not doing His will. And we are here so that we may get the graces necessary to not be afraid, to do what He's asking us to do. Because at the end, there's a final judgment, and we will be judged accordingly. If we go with the flow of society, we will be judged. If we go by the gospel imperative, we will be judged, because then God will say, the rock, the cornerstone has become, Jesus is the cornerstone, that same stone that was rejected. There will be judgment. On October the 2nd, the church celebrated the Feast of the Guardian Angels. We have a multitude of saints in heaven praying for all of us, so that we may remain faithful workers in the vineyard, that we may do what God wants us to do in this precise time in history, in 2020. This is our time to be saints. This is our time to be holy, to consecrate ourselves to God. And the saints are helping us to do that. The guardian angels are guarding us, are helping us to safeguard, to guard the sacred life, the human life. They are there to help us, to protect us along the way. But we're also called to be guardians, those guardian angels in the flesh, here on earth, promoting life. This is our goal. This is our mission. If we're not doing that, again, we're not doing God's will. Today, too, we celebrate the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi, a guy who's a saint, not because he gave in to the pleasures of the world, but he gave it all for Christ. Not just 25% or 50%, but he gave it all, unconditionally. He said yes to God. He decided to be the faithful servant. He decided to say yes to God so that he could bear good fruit. St. Francis. He became a channel of grace, a channel of peace, a channel of mercy. As we approach this heavenly banquet, let us ask St. Francis for his intercession and our Blessed Mother, so that we may do whatever he, Jesus Christ, tells us to do. Not just a little, but everything. That we can give it all for Christ. That we may become guardians of life. That we may become promoters of the truths of the gospel. As we approach this heavenly banquet, may we be given the grace to not be afraid, but to do what is right and pleasing to God, even if just one person is doing it. This is the imperative of the gospel. May St. Francis help us to be channels of grace, hope, and peace. May we be channels of life, so that we may be life-giving to others. May God bless us all.